Hi, everyone. This is Kim and Mike Burge from the Heart City of Valentine, today with you for The Good Stuff. Home on the Range Champions Ride, the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match is Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Ranges, Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, that's Access 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. The gates open at 10, grand entry begins at 12:30 Mountain Time. For info, go to hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customers base. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. Lots of vendors, new vendors coming in all the time, were just there not very long ago, and they have a huge selection of antiques and vintage treasure, plus collectibles, craft items, the list goes on.
Days of 76 in Deadwood, the 101st celebration, runs July 23rd through the 29th. 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Steer roping July 23rd. Rodeo performances the 26th through the 29th. Parades Friday and Saturday. That's the Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Tickets are online with more information at daysof76.com.
Hey, Mike, you want to try a simple, fast social experiment?
Okay, let's try it.
All right. Just ask children what a phone book is.
A phone book. Yeah, that's true. Some my grandkids might know what that is.
They didn't.
You tried that. Okay.
Yeah, that's what made me think to bring it up. So
wow.
A little social trivia there for you.
All right. What else do you have to share?
Well, I've got a story about a gynecologist who becomes a mechanic. That has to be interesting, don't you think?
I would think so.
I think so, too. Elizabeth McKibben sent this in, and here we go. A gynecologist had become fed up with the malpractice insurance and HMO paperwork, and he was just burned out. Hoping to try another career where skillful hands would be beneficial, he decided to become a mechanic. He went to the local technical college, signed up for evening classes, attended diligently, and learned all he could. When the time of the practical exam approached, the gynecologist prepared carefully for weeks and completed the exam with tremendous skill. When the results came back, he was surprised to find that he obtained a score of 150%. Fearing an error, he called the instructor saying, "I don't want to appear ungrateful for such an outstanding result, but I wonder if there is an error in the grade." The instructor said, "During the exam, you took the engine apart perfectly, which was worth 50% of the total mark. You put the engine back together again perfectly, which is also worth 50% of the mark." After a pause, the instructor added, "I gave you an extra 50% because you did it all through the muffler, which I've never seen done in my entire career." Gynecologist who becomes a mechanic.
A while back, I shared the differences between men and women. I'm not sure where this came from, but I found it humorous. And if you have items that you want to send to us, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. Please include your name and the author, and we'll try to give credit where credit is due there. So the differences between men and women. Cats. When it comes to cats, women love cats. Well, most women love cats. Men say they love cats, but when women aren't looking, men kick cats.
Hey.
Mirrors. Men are vain. They will check themselves out in the mirror. Women are ridiculous. They will check out their reflections in any shiny surface. Mirrors, spoons, store windows, toasters, Joe Garagiola's head. Do you know who Joe Garagiola
is?
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Garages. Women use garages to park their cars and to store their lawnmowers. Men use garages for many things. They hang license plates in garages, and they watch TV in garages, and they build useless lopsided benches in garages. One more of those. When it comes to movies, for women, their favorite movie scene is when Clark Gable kisses Vivian Leigh for the first time in Gone with the Wind. For men, it's when Jimmy Cagney shoves a grapefruit in Mae Clark's face in the movie Public Enemy.
Here's a few more before we wrap up, Mike. When the window of opportunity appears, don't pull the shades down.
Hey, keep listening to your local radio station. They're going to appreciate it, and we appreciate it when you tune in to listen to The Good Stuff.